weren't at our technical best. We couldn't play our free-flowing, proactive football that we wanted. Full credit to Leatherhead. We always knew it was going to be challenging here today. So again, we had to show the togetherness and the character where we weren't at our best to make sure that we was in the game. Unfortunately, we fell behind from a set piece, which is even more key when you're not at your technical best. And we changed the shape towards the end to try and get something from the game and be clever with. And we always knew if we had one chance within the game that we could take it, and thankful tonight that we did.
Yeah, Ricky Banks pretty much saved your bacon, because they could have gone 2-0 down, but from what he did, you went down the pitch and equalised.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like I say, Ricky owed us a performance after Saturday to a degree. He sort of knew that. I never put pressure on players, but I needed him to be the big goalkeeper that I knew he could be today. And he knew that he wanted to repay us after one or two situations on Saturday, and first class to him tonight.
I know it's early days. How are you finding Ryman Premier?
Loving it. Loving it. The challenges are there. The challenges to be there are there to be embraced. We're four games in. We're unbeaten, which is great. That breeds confidence. Sort of mixed emotions regarding the past sort of two games. Obviously, the opening two games, we was able to obviously play to our football principles. We had to tough it out against Harlow on Saturday due to the conditions and the challenges that they presented. But when called upon, we had the technical and skilled element to make sure we had a goal return of three against Harlow. And tonight, look, you're going to have games like this. We're a technical team. We want to play. Teams will look to compress the play and press us and make the game ugly. But today we've had to come through again, and that one opportunity has led to one goal.